And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on 98.9 WXCO. Online at BullFallsRadio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app, the time is 9:07. Beautiful start weather-wise here in north central Wisconsin. Fair skies, 62 degrees is the temperature. And again, it was great to have Ted Harkey back here in studio. I'll be out there on Saturday. Hopefully you'll be out there on Saturday as well, because we are looking forward to be part of the Celebration of Life charity event, again, with extra innings benefiting local cancer patients. And again, admission and activities are free. They're not going to ask you for any money coming in. I mean, not going to ask you for any money going in, and all the activities are free. You have to pay for the food and stuff like that. But I tell you, it's going to be an opportunity for you to make a donation as you come in, because what they're doing here, and the very last thing that we talked about with Ted, it moves me, this children's camp over in the Eau Claire area. When you think about the kids that are going through cancer, and you're thinking about the kids then and their families and their parents and everybody else that are, you know, going through probably the most difficult situation that any family could go through, to have a child that is battling a life-threatening disease, and to have this wonderful camp over in the western part of the state, and that's one of the beneficiaries of this event coming up on Saturday, to be able to send the kids over and to be able to have just some joy in their lives when they're fighting, they're going through chemotherapy, they're going through treatments for cancer, and their families are driving their children to cancer hospitals throughout the state, even throughout the country. And then to have the moments where you're able to take your child and just let them be a kid for a day or for a weekend or for a week, whatever it may be. And that's where the money's going from this wonderful, wonderful event. So if you have an opportunity to spend a Saturday, part of a Saturday, don't have to be there the entire day. Be great if you're part of the pickleball tournament early, but just to bring the kids and enjoy the kids' activities and all the other great fun that will be had at Marathon Park on Saturday. So again, it all gets underway at 8 o'clock with the pickleball tournament. The family fun day activities start at 10 a.m. There will be activities for everyone. There will be bounce houses, again, petting zoo, face painting, children's duck pond, Natalie's lemonade stand. There will be a cancer survivor's tent, where there will be a chance to be in solidarity with those fighting cancer or have beaten cancer and to celebrate life. And then, of course, as Ted said, the real major event of the day in the evening is at the end, around 6 o'clock, the luminary service. A heartfelt ceremony recognizing the loved ones lost to cancer. And, again, great food, great drink there as well. So, again, don't go out and have warmed over food to start your day off. Go over there for lunch or during the afternoon, and you know, the grill will be going, and a lot of great food. The auction going on is, as Ted said, really some cool stuff. Got autographed jerseys of Giannis, Bo Jackson, Gale Sayers, autographed memorabilia from Bart Starr and others. I mean, just really, really great, great stuff that you can take home and serve as a gift as we get closer and closer to Christmas, or just put it up in your own man cave as you watch all the NFL action during the course of the year. And again, the local cancer patients benefiting, and benefiting Joshua's Camp, as I said, over in the Eau Claire area, Aspirus Health Foundation, Marshfield Clinic Health System Foundation. This all goes to our area, the cancer patients, the cancer families of our area. And I do look forward to being there, being part of it on Saturday as well. Saturday, September 14th, Marathon Park, second annual Celebration of Life charity event benefiting local cancer patients. Come on by, say hello, and be part of it this weekend. Coming up here in this hour, we will be joined at the bottom of the hour at 9:34 by Bill Spitala, a Democratic nominee for the 87th Assembly District. He is running against Mosin Emir Brent Jacobson in that race. He has an event coming up tomorrow, a fundraiser that will be held in the Wausau area over in Schofield at Sconny's, and we will get the details on that and talk about the continuing campaign with Bill Spitala coming up at 9:35 this morning. Of course, don't forget tomorrow night here on Bow Falls Radio, I should say 98.9 WXCO, and on the Civic Media app and on Civic Media radio stations throughout the state. We will have live coverage of the debate. Yep, the highly anticipated first presidential debate between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump is coming up tomorrow, Tuesday. Special coverage of the debate will begin on Civic Media at 7:30 p.m. There will be analysis and commentary from the Civic Media news and political teams, anchored by Terry Bell and Todd Alba. And again, you can listen right here on 98.9 WXCO. You can listen live on our website at bowfallsradio.com. You can go to the Civic Media app, listen on the Bow Falls Radio page, but also other news talk stations on Civic Media starting at 7:30 p.m. And also, real quickly, before I make my proper introduction of our engineer, Ian Welsh, but I want to remind folks that today, from 4 till 6 p.m., start of the brand new Dom Salvia show. Yep, Dom is back. He was one of the Devil's Advocates. Devil's Advocates wrapped up their run a week ago Friday, but then last week we heard the great news that Dom Salvia will be taking over in the old time slot from 4 until 6 p.m. The Dom Salvia show will be on right here on 98.9 WXCO from 4 till 6. You'll get the daily dose of what's happening in Wisconsin and the country. And Dom will be joined by insightful guests and some of your favorite Civic Media voices each weekday from 4 until 6 p.m. Who knows? Maybe someday they'll invite me to join in on that program. Who knows? But we'll check out the initial episode of the Dom Salvia Show today and every weekday, Monday through Friday from 4 until 6 p.m. right here on 98.9 WXCO. So again, lots of excitement going on. Boy, and good morning to Ian Welsh, our in-studio engineer. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Jen. A debate on a Tuesday, and I hope it's okay if I say this, but it will be the first true test of Kamala Harris to see if she can put up with Donald Trump's criticisms. Because
I would say,
I know the last debate between Biden and Trump was quite messy, but I'll say this: if she is able to, you know, keep calm, you know, have good control, and make sure that she focuses on the issues instead of the drama, and I think she has a chance to do very well at this debate and make a good impression. I'm not saying for certain. I mean, it could go either way. Just a debate is usually like a first big test on, you know, whether or not the two candidates can be in the same room together and have a civilized conversation.
Well, I think that she's going to handle an avalanche of mischaracterizations and falsehoods. Because at least with the last debate, they said it was not their job to fact-check Donald Trump. I think that's completely off the rocker. If you hear something that you know that is completely untrue, I think the moderator should definitely be able to say, hey, that's not true. But then Republicans get all upset because it feels like they're putting their hand on the scale. But at the same time, I mean, the idea that you can get up there and just lie, and lie is not a good debate. It's not good for the American people and getting ready for the election as well. But also, I just think that the experience that Kamala Harris has when it comes to her work in the courtroom, she is, I don't know, very quick on her feet. I think that it's going to be hopefully a format that does work for her, but I would expect her to be very well prepared. I know she's been in Pittsburgh over the weekend getting prepared for tomorrow night's joint appearance with the former president. And again, more people, I think, are going to be getting a real good sense of who Kamala Harris is. I think people have a pretty good sense on who Donald Trump is. But despite the fact that she has been the vice president, that's still in the background. She is not outside, I think, of the nomination speech that she had in Chicago at the Democratic National Convention. Has not had the opportunity to be in front of the entire American people all that much. Again, there's been times, but this is one of those situations I think will be a big opportunity as well as a big test for Kamala Harris. So
absolutely. I mean, if it was up to me, I'd have a lie detector for both candidates just to play a fair on both sides and make sure that everybody is telling the truth.
And also,
or at least have a computer off to the side where you can fact check all these facts and see, like, okay, did that actually happen? Okay, yes, it did. It's like, okay, no, it didn't. Could you, do you have any evidence that supports this, or are you just making this up?
It needs to be a battle of ideas, not a battle of who can get the most lies in.
It needs to be a balance and fair.
Exactly.
Which I know is very hard for Trump, but, you know, fair is fair.
Exactly. So, again, that's tomorrow night. First presidential debate between Trump and Harris right here on 98.9 WXCO. And also, we're coming up, what is it, less than 2 months now until the election. The election will be held in November on the 5th. And I got to say, I was watching some football last night. I have had it already with the commercials.
Me too.
There are just
They're
so many.
So repetitive.
I mean, and it's just all so many negative spots that are just, I know, are skirting the truth. I mean, making it sound like Kamala Harris is out there wanting to release criminals. It's ridiculous. And I just got to say, we got 2 more months of this. I mean, this is just, it's overwhelming. The amount of commercials, that the negative spots, especially from the third-party operators. It's one thing to have these spots come out from the candidates, but these third-party operators that are putting out these spots, it's just ridiculous. So I don't know if the country is ready for the next 2 months of all these commercials, but
they're getting pretty bold.
Yes, they are. So again, coming up, we'll talk more politics, more along the local level, as Assembly candidate Bill Swatala will be with us at 9:34. But we're going to take a little sports break coming up. Talk about a lot of what's going on sports-wise. It's a busy time with the NFL getting underway, Major League Baseball in the final month, and a whole lot more. The time is 9:18. Again, the sun is shining, temperature up to 62 degrees here in downtown Wausau. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Forgot to mention one other thing that we have coming up this hour. We do have Bill Swatala joining us at 9:34, but at the end we have our daily history lesson. And, of course, we include our number for the day quiz. And last week kept us on edge right to the final moments of Friday's show to see whether or not Ian would be able to pull out a W. To have at least a passable week. And again, our pass-fail system has 33% is the number. Why is 33% the number? Well, it's because we give Ian 3 choices every day. So that means, based on the math, you should get at least 1 out of 3 right if you're just guessing. And if you're above 33%, we say it's a pass. We call it a true win if you're above 50%. But we still say you pass. It's still not a failure. And if you're under 33%, it's a failure. And on Friday, we were 1 out of 4 going into it. You had to get it right, or else you would have failed for the first time in a couple of months. And you pulled it out.
Yes, I did.
You pulled it out with the W right at the last moment. So another week that you passed, and now we'll start a new week here today. And do you want to know what the subject matter will be for our number for the day quiz a little bit later on?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Driving.
Driving.
People drive really poorly, in my opinion. But
yeah.
But it's driving.
It really drives me. That's when people don't put their signals on when they're trying to pass you. It's like a flick of the finger.
How lazy do you have to be?
It takes 1 second. It's really not that big of a deal. It takes you the same amount of time to put the brake on or turn your lights on. It's really not that long.
Well, let's talk. We'll have our number for the day quiz and our history lesson coming up in the final segment of the show, so stick around for that. Sports-wise, well, the Green Bay Packers are in last place in the NFC North. The Packers lost against the Philadelphia Eagles in Rio, and they also lost their quarterback as Jordan Love is out with a sprained MCL for at least about 3 weeks. We'll see how long it takes for him to return. But the Packers lost in Philly in Brazil on Friday. And then yesterday, the Bears came back from a 17-0 deficit to beat Tennessee. The Vikings were very impressive in a blowout win in New York against the Giants. And then last night, another comeback as trailing late in the fourth quarter, Detroit was able to drive and get a game-time field goal in the final seconds and then win the coin toss and never allow the Rams the football in overtime, because taking the football and driving it right downfield for the game-winning touchdown were the Lions as they beat the Rams 26-20. So Minnesota, Chicago, and Detroit 1-0. The Packers are 0-1, and the Packers will have a new quarterback, as the Packers have named recently acquired quarterback Malik Willis as the starting QB, as the Indianapolis Colts will be coming to Lambeau Field for the Packers home opener this week Sunday. But Willis will get the opportunity. The Packers had acquired him in the final days of training camp, and he has not been in the system very long, but he will be under center for the Packers when they do take on the Colts. And then if they play well, I would assume Willis would be still, we don't know. Packers, there's been some rumbles that they are reaching out to former Tennessee quarterback Ryan Tannehill as well, a veteran, to maybe bring him in. But if Willis plays well and is still the quarterback for the third week of the season, they would be taking on Tennessee. And that's where the Packers acquired him from. So you'd get a chance to face his old teammates in a very quick turnaround coming up. But
whatever the case is, I think it's safe to say the next three Packer games are going to be very interesting to watch.
People will be holding their breath and biting their nails, I think. So
at least the Badgers are on fire, though.
Well, the Badgers, again, they played a team that was South Dakota. They should be beating them, and they've actually struggled quite a bit. So
yeah,
this week they play Alabama. We're going to find out a lot about the Badgers this Saturday when the Alabama Crimson Tide come into Camp Randall Stadium. So
my mom said that was going to be a tough game.
It's going to be a very tough game, but it's a big opportunity. If you get that W, all of a sudden the Badgers put themselves in the mix for that college football playoff. Who knows?
Yeah.
So Brewers suffered a loss yesterday, 4-1 to the Colorado Rockies. Brewers only had 3 hits in the game, and really a struggle for the crew. The Brewers are still, in good shape when it comes to the NL North. I should say the NL North. The NL Central. I'm thinking about football. The Brewers are 82-61. They still have a 9-game lead over the Chicago Cubs, despite losing 2 out of 3 over the weekend to the Rockies. So the Brewers 82-61. The Cubs 73-70, 9 games back. Cardinals 72-71, 10 games back. The Brewers now hit the road, start a road trip. They'll be taking on the San Francisco Giants tomorrow night. They're off tonight, back in action tomorrow night against the Giants. So the Brewers, again, 9 games up, but not a good series against the lowly Colorado Rockies. Colorado, one of the worst teams in Major League Baseball. They have a record of 54-90, but they came into Milwaukee and won 2 out of 3 this past weekend. Also, don't forget, coming up, we'll have more high school sports coming up this week. And in fact, we're going to start our high school sports week a little bit earlier this week, because on Thursday night, high school volleyball, going to have the Wausau West Warriors at the Merrill Blue Jays in high school volleyball Thursday night, 6:50 for the pregame, 7 o'clock for the opening serve. So, again, something we don't have a lot of, but we'll have a special Wausau West volleyball matchup live Thursday night. Again, 6:50 for the pregame, 7 o'clock for the first serve. And then on Friday night, I'll be at Tom Field for a big one in high school football as the Wausau West Warriors take on the D.C. Everest Evergreens. Both teams are 2-1 overall. Both teams are 1-0 in the Valley. Hear the game between the Warriors and the Evergreens live Friday night. 6:35 for the pregame, 7 o'clock for the opening kickoff here on 98.9 WXCO, online at BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And also on Friday night, the Marathon Red Raiders be back home. Had a chance to see Marathon on Friday. Nice comeback win at Loyal Greenwood. Open up the conference season with a win. Marathon 2-1 now overall, 1-0 in the CWC large. Marathon will take on the always tough Amherst Falcons at Marathon High School on Friday. That game can be heard live on the Sports 2 stream of BullFallsRadio.com and on the Civic Media app at 6:35. And the game will also air on tape delay after the Wausau West DC Everest game Friday night on 98.9 WXCO. So again, if you have not downloaded the Civic Media app yet, do it, because then you can get the Warrior game live on the main stream and get the Red Raider game live on Sports 2 stream coming up on Friday night as well. So again, we are still very proud to be the only Wausau radio station that brings you live play-by-play of high school sports. And again, looking forward to that volleyball game between Wausau West and Merrill Thursday night at 6:50. The time is 9:28. Coming up, we have an information update. Get the latest news, weather, and sports, national news from CBS, state news coming up from Terry Bell, plus local news and weather, and Jimmy Cuska will have the sports. And then after that, scheduled to be joined by Bill Switala, the 87th Assembly District candidate, talking about a fundraiser he has here in the Wausau area coming up tomorrow afternoon. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. The time is 9:29, the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 and 1230 WXCO. Online at BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. The time is 9:35. Again, a lovely start here in downtown Wausau from our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. I am Chad Holmes with Ian Welsh. I'm very happy to welcome back into studio candidate for the 87th Assembly District, Democratic nominee, Bill Switala. Bill, good to see you again.
Yeah, thanks for having me again.
Absolutely. You're hanging around our part of the district quite a bit because, number one, you come and visit me. I saw you last Monday over at the Labor Day Parade, and tomorrow you're going to be back in town again for a fundraiser. And it's actually kind of a cool night to have it because, obviously, there's a lot of focus tomorrow evening on politics with the first presidential debate between Vice President Harris and Donald Trump. And piggyback on that a little bit. You're going to make sure that everything that you do will be done before the debate itself, correct?
Yeah. So we start at 5, so we'll have plenty of time to have some good entertainment and good speeches right before the debate.
What is the itinerary? I imagine you're going to be around there talking to the folks at the fundraiser, but are you going to have some speeches? Are you going to have anybody else that's going to be joining you at the fundraiser? What can people expect when they come to Scotty's tomorrow night?
Well, it's going to start out with, I believe, food and entertainment for a little while, and then we'll go into some speeches. Of course, me and some. My wife wants to speak, introduce me. She's never really had that chance to do that. And then we have a representative hopefully coming from Tammy Baldwin's office.
Yeah, you had mentioned that. And I think that one aspect that we are seeing during the course of this campaign is that there is some teamwork being done with the Democratic Party in terms of trying to help everybody and trying to be on the same team. Is that true?
Oh, I really hope so. I really appreciate this round and especially our vice president and what she has to say about small businesses and helping a lot of people out. I am definitely on her platform.
And obviously for folks that are in the district, it's a great opportunity to hear from you. Again, we've had a chance to talk to you. We had a chance to talk about some of the issues involved, but to come on over there, I'm sure you'll be working the room as the politicians tend to do. But it'd be a great opportunity for folks to come and have a little one-on-one time and to be able to talk to you. And if they have any questions, to be able to get some answers, correct?
Right, right. That's kind of what I intended because of the new districting. People don't really know me on this side of the spectrum. So I'm hoping that we can all come together and I'm hoping to have a really good turnout.
And you were mentioning before we went on the air the fact that you're kind of located right over on the eastern edge of the district and the lines for, you know, for assembly districts and congressional districts. They always tend to end around the Shawano-Wittenberg area near the county line, Marathon and Shawano counties. What is the challenge of that in terms of, because so much in terms of politics has to do with recognition, name recognition, having been able to work at the local level, maybe with a politician. Obviously your opponent from Mosinee, being the mayor of Mosinee, obviously has some recognition in the southern part of the Wausau metro area. I imagine that it does force you to spend a little bit more time maybe to the western part of where your home base is.
Yeah, it's harder to get around. It's a half an hour to any bigger district for me to get the numbers. Of course, in my area, I'm the village president and I'm on the county board. So that, you know, people know me, either you like me or you don't. But
oh, they like you, Bill. They like
sure
you a
hope
lot.
So. They keep voting for me. So
that tends to be a pretty good indicator.
Right, right. You know, I've been doing that for over 10 years. So, you know, I really try to help people out. And yeah, I want to get to this area. So it's a struggle. So I'm hoping to do a lot more parties, house parties, things like that.
Have you found that people are starting to know you at the very least a little bit more? Because, again, we're just under 2 months away now from Election Day. You've been running for a while. Have you been able to see signs that you are reaching a lot of these voters that you need to reach in order to try to win this election?
Definitely, definitely. I talk to a lot of people, even the new people have at least heard of me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good. And I have a lot of support. You know, the counties that I'm representing are really working hard to support me. So that really helps too. It's all community effort.
I wanted to ask you, because I was talking earlier in the program, I was talking a bit about on Saturday, Donald Trump came to Mosinee and spoke. And roughly, I think 4,500 has been reported, came out to hear Donald Trump say the things that Donald Trump tends to say. And on Friday, I had a chance to talk to the Democratic vice presidential nominee, Tim Walz. And one of the questions, and one of the, I guess, questions/comments I made was that after a decade of Donald Trump, of nasty nicknames, nasty speeches, nasty, 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 that I think that there may be some folks that tend to vote Republican, tend to be maybe a little bit more conservative than many of us that are, you know, either, you know, left-leaning independents or Democrats, right, or far left progressives, that there may be a will to step outside the bubble a little bit, because I don't think people want it always to be negative. When you talk to folks, when you go door to door and you talk to people that are going to be voting in November, especially those that are maybe a little bit outside the Democratic mainstream, are they getting tired of this negative aspect of their party that we've seen for the last 10 years?
You know, a lot of people are getting tired of the negativity, but it does scare me too, because then they don't listen. They don't want to listen to the issues, and that's the really strong part are the issues. You know, some people are just so over the edge that they won't give it a chance to listen, you know, and they don't like the negativity. Most people don't. it's really hard for people to handle that. But again, you know, around here, they're, you know, when they're Republican, they're Republican.
How difficult is it when you're talking to folks that you're trying to, maybe, frankly, even in the middle? Because as you said, and we get it day after day after day, this avalanche of misinformation. I mean, I can imagine that as a candidate, whether it's you or other Democrats or even Republicans, frankly, that go out and talk about these issues, and you go to a potential voter and you'll say something, and they'll say, no, that's not right, because Donald Trump said so. How frustrating and how much energy do you have to spend saying, no, that's really not true? And in terms of the battle of ideas, and again, that's something I talk about a lot, is we need to have battle of ideas. We have to have, hey, if they have a better idea and they were able to, you know, get the folks behind it, then congratulations to them. But this constant fighting against misinformation has to be one of the more difficult aspects of campaigning as well.
Well, I think it is. And sometimes you can't even just, there is no hope. There is no hope. But I like to believe there is. And especially listening to her issues right now. I mean, they're straightforward. You know, she's not beating around the bush. She's getting right in there. And that's truly what I believe in. You know, I'm a self-employed father of seven. So the issues she's talking about right now are very, you know, I relate to a lot, especially living in Wittenberg, you know, and I talked to, you know, I went to a little get together last night and they were talking and, you know, they all have children and they're all low income. And those are things that she's really stressing right now is how to support that. And I've always supported that and how to keep our utility bills and things lowered. He doesn't really say that. Mm-hmm. You know, he goes around the picture. I really try hard to listen. I really do want to be right.
Along that same line, statewide, in the state of Wisconsin, we are, again, one of the few states that has not taken the federal government up on the offer for Medicaid expansion and to help lower-income folks. And there is a disconnect where so many people that would be helped by tax dollars that are put into the system by people of the state of Wisconsin that go to Washington, being brought back here to Madison and then throughout the course of the state of Wisconsin, the fight to frankly say, hey, you're voting against your self-interest here. Again, as a state candidate for state office, for state assembly, is that a conversation that you have with voters that say, hey, we would like to do this in order to help your lives? It's more than just, frankly, God and guns. And I think sometimes in rural areas, it basically gets down to that, doesn't it?
It does. And I might be pushing a little bit, but the biggest thing is, you know, when I talk to Republicans, they're afraid that they're giving away too much welfare, you know, and they're afraid that it's all going to go to the welfare cases, such as Wisconsin doesn't have welfare anymore. You know, and I try hard to explain that to people. We don't have welfare anymore. There's hardworking people out there that can't get health care, that can't afford the health care. Mm-hmm. These are hardworking people. They're not, you know, they're not people that are taking advantage of the system. They're hardworking people. You cannot get assistance unless you're a hardworking person. You have to work to get assistance. So when they fight against these things, they're fighting, like you said, they're fighting against themselves. You know, we all need help. Healthcare is way out of whack right now. It's way too expensive. We need to come up with a good system and work together to do it. And that's the hardest part, getting a happy medium.
And when you hear about other issues, and again, I think childcare is one of those issues, and we heard the vice presidential candidate of the Republican Party say basically the answer to it is to have aunts and uncles taking care, or grandma and grandpa taking care of the kids. And you hear the presidential nominee talking about how tariffs are going to help somehow solve this issue as well. Again, there appears to be no answers on the other side, but yet it's almost as though they don't listen to what you're saying. And again, I imagine that is one of the, again, the main things you have to be able to accomplish in your campaign is just get the issues out there and have those discussions. Let people know what's real and what's not real.
Well, again, I just would plead with people to start listening to the issues. Exactly. Listening to Trump, and, you know, he's not even caring about those issues. Those issues aren't even on his radar. That's why he couldn't come up with the answer, either one of them. Those aren't answers that we don't already consider. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I raised 7 children. I did health care, mm-hmm. but we all had to work, so I had to do health care. My wife, I worked. My mother, my father worked. I didn't have grandparents that were capable of sitting home and taking care of our children. So I very much know about those issues, and they are important. Important issues in Wisconsin, because we all have to work today. We can't not, if we want to expand our lives anywhere, we all have to work. So those are very important issues that Wittenberg even is struggling with right now. You know, they're, you know, we got Niskies, and there's so many people there that are in need of health, you know, child care. It's child care is important, especially today.
Again, tomorrow evening at Scani's Ale House at 1239 Schofield Avenue in Schofield, Friends of William Swatala fundraiser. Live entertainment followed by the presidential debate. For folks that, do they need to pre-register? What do people need to know if they're interested in coming?
Just come. That's all. It's doors open, and there's lots of room for everybody. So just, and we're there all night long. So just make an attempt to come. It's very important.
It'll be fun to hear from you, and it'll be fun, I think, to hang out with some other folks and watch that debate and be able to talk about what you're hearing from the two candidates on the presidential side, how these issues do translate to Wisconsin as well. So I think it would be fun to be part of a group tomorrow night to watch that after hearing from you as well. So that's, yeah. And also, Scani's is a wonderful place to go and have some good food and have a nice time as well. So it really all comes together very nicely. 5 o'clock is when it starts, right?
5 o'clock. 5 o'clock. So please show up.
Very good. Well, Bill, again, hopefully a lot of folks do come to Scani's on Schofield Avenue tomorrow starting at 5 o'clock. And again, we'll talk to you on the campaign trail.
Thank you very much for having me again.
Absolutely. Time is 9:49. Coming up next, it's our daily history lesson here on 98.9 WXCO. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, Monday morning, the 9th day of September, 9-9, September 9th, 2024, day number 253 of this year. That means we are down to 113 days remaining in the year, and a number of interesting things have happened on this date in history. Back in 1776, the Second Continental Congress made the term United States official, replacing United Colonies. On this date in 1893, Frances Cleveland, wife of President Grover Cleveland, gave birth to a daughter, Esther, in the White House. On this date in 1926, the National Broadcasting Company was created by RCA, the Radio Corporation of America. 1956, on September the 9th, Elvis Presley made the first of 3 appearances on the Ed Sullivan Show. On this date in 1971, Attica, 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 prisoners seized control of the maximum security Attica Correctional Facility near Buffalo, New York, beginning a 4-day siege that claimed 43 lives. On this date in 2005, Federal Emergency Management Agency Director Michael Brown the principal target of harsh criticism of the Bush administration's response to Hurricane Katrina, was relieved of on-site demand. And remember hearing the term that President Bush said about great job, Brownie. Well, it was not a great job. So that was on this date in 2005. On this date in 2014, Apple announced the Apple Watch. On this date in 2015, Queen Elizabeth II became Great Britain's longest reigning monarch at 63 years and 7 months, beating the previous record set by her great-great-grandmother, Queen Victoria. And those are a few of the famous events that occurred on this date in history, September the 9th. Some famous folks are celebrating their birthday today. Actor Tom Wopat played Luke Duke on The Dukes of Hazzard back in the late 70s, early 80s. Tom Wopat is 73 years old today. Actor Hugh Grant turned 64. Adam Sandler is 58. Eric Stone Street, one of the stars of Modern Family, is 53 years old today. Also 53 is Henry Thomas. He was the star of E.T. along with E.T. himself. Henry Thomas played the youngster in E.T. is 53 years old today. Actor Goran Vishnich of ER. He was Dr. Luca. Dr. Luca on ER, 52 years old today. Michael Bublé, turning 49 years old today. Actor Michelle Williams, Brokeback Mountain and The Greatest Showman, is 44. And gospel singer Lauren Daigle is 33 years old today. And if you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at 98.9 WXCO. Special events this week and today. It is International Housekeepers Week. It is Assisted Living Week. It is Chef Appreciation Week. Security Officer Appreciation Week. Suicide Prevention Week. International Air Ambulance Week. It is A Day Without Cats on the Internet. It is Line Dance Week. Substitute Teacher Appreciation Week. It is Teddy Bear Day. It is Wiener Schnitzel Day. It is Opposite Day. It is Fetal Alcohol Spectrum Disorders Day. It is Hug Your Boss Day. It is International Sudoku Day. It is Banana Day. It is Testers Day. And that's about it. A lot of days to acknowledge both this week and today.
Nice.
All right. It is now time for what we do at the very end of the program. It is our number for the day and our number for the day quiz. I give Ian Welsh a quiz based on our number for the day. I give him three choices. And based on the math, he needs to get one out of three right in order have a passing grade. So that means for a five-day work week, you have to get at least two out of five right in order to pass. Get three out of five right to have a true winning week. But if you get zero or one out of five, then it is a failure, a losing week. So he has had no failures in the last couple of months.
Nope.
And it's been a very good run. So let's see if we can start off with a good W here today. Our number for the day. Again, what is the subject?
It is driving.
It is driving. All right. Our number for the day. The number of miles you'll drive during your lifetime.
Oh, geez.
So the average amount of miles that you'll drive during your lifetime, obviously, based on people, you know, could be longer lives, shorter lives, but what the average is.
Okay.
The number of miles you'll drive during your lifetime.
Okay.
Is the correct answer 798,000 miles? Is the correct answer 898,000 miles?
Okay.
Is the correct answer 998,000 miles? So 798,000 miles, 898,000 miles, or 998,000 miles. The number of miles the average person drives during their lifetime.
798,000, 898,000, 900. Well, oh boy, that That's a toughie, but I gotta go with my instincts here. I'm gonna say the average person in a lifetime will drive 898,000 miles. I'm going with a B to start off the week. B is my final answer.
The correct answer for the number of miles you'll drive during your lifetime is 798,000 miles.
Oh, the smallest number.
Yep, the smallest number. So, 0-1.
I was close, though. At least it wasn't the biggest number.
Well, if you want to be close, you would go with the middle number every day. You'll never then be far off. You either get it right or be one away.
So true.
So, all right. Well, we'll get better tomorrow. Get back absolutely. On the winning track. Have a good rest of your day.
You too, Chad. Happy Monday, everybody. Have a good day.
Thanks again to our guests, Ted Hartke from Extra Innings and Bill Swatala, Assembly candidate for the 87th District. Tomorrow, we'll be joined by Chad Daly. And also, we'll talk about Newman Catholic and some expansion they're going to have with the president of Newman Catholic Schools. Have a great rest of your day. We'll be back tomorrow, 98.9 WXCO.